Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, last week I told you the story, I don't think I've ever done it before, but I told you the story of four of my good friends, all beyond my missionaries, who graduated to heaven in recent months over just a five-week period of time. And today I want to tell you about another one of them. Last week I mentioned Dr. Pat Creed and Terry and Kay Jones and Tom Lancaster. And today I want to tell you about a man, very special man, very close to me. In fact, I took his place as Far East Field Director about 25 years ago, and that man was Dr. Les Frazier. God let him live 92 good years, and he went peaceably into the presence of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on April the 4th of this year. He was born in Hillsborough, Texas on October the 10th, 1933. He was the youngest of seven children to Frank and Tenny Bell Frazier. And he was married to the love of his life, Bonnie Jean Bisbee. And they were married back in 1949 in Georgetown, Texas. And he faithfully loved her until he entered heaven's gates. They lived a life dedicated to the gospel of Jesus Christ as missionaries with BIMI, Baptist International Missions Incorporated, for most of their adult lives, including 21 years in Japan. In fact, they served in Japan for 21 years. He was our Far East Field Director for 18 years here, and then 9 years he served as International Representative for the Far East until, because of health, he was no longer able to do it, but greatly used of God here at BIMI. Well, Dr. Frazier's passion for world missions started during his service in the United States Air Force during the Korean War when he was stationed in Japan. His mission work in Japan included church planning, serving as assistant vice president of Kansai Independent Baptist Bible School, where he trained men and women for the ministry. And after his time in Japan, he served as Far East Field Director for BIMI, continued mission work by traveling to churches and visiting various mission fields. He always had an open Bible on his desk because he was a lifelong student of God's Word. He was an avid reader. He loved golf. He loved board games. He loved playing cornhole and many other things. Even when he was in the assisted living place, he was always involved in those kind of things. He was loved dearly by his children and his grandchildren and anyone else who had a chance to know him. And I had that chance to know him. What a privilege it was to have spent a lot of quality time with Dr. and Mrs. Frazier over the years. He was a staunch Baptist. He was a strong believer in the local church. He was involved in evangelism and church planting and Bible college work and had a brilliant mind. We joke around here at BIMI when somebody asks, what do you believe about such and such a doctrine? We'll say, wait a few minutes and I'll call Dr. Frazier and I'll tell you, but that's a joke. But he was a very brilliant man. He would go into the pulpit in Japan when he was a missionary and take his Greek New Testament and preach Japanese, yet no more humble, kind, and wonderful man that I can even think of. I'm glad to call him my friend. He was a great, great asset to BIMI, and now he's in the presence of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for his memory.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.